This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Yes, it is. Pop goes the bad gay. And I'm sorry about it. I'll just turn this really tragic 80s song down and down and just before the lyrics started.
I
have like a guilty, it's kind of a guilty pleasure that I don't really talk about because I feel like majority of people would be like, what? And not believe me, but I don't mind.
Well, this is the show to showcase it on.
True. Okay.
What is it? We're sitting here with faith and breath.
I don't mind a lot of 80s music. I don't.
And how could you not?
That's right.
It's
I know.
The 80s.
I guess people my age would say, "Oh, what about all this rap stuff?" And I'm like, I know. Mm. Got to compile an argument and get back to those people because I think a lot of good stuff is from back then, equally as now. There's good. There's always good and bad from every gen. But this is our pop culture segment, and this week I've got the one and only Adam Devine, who is not Adam Levine. Easily confused. We were talking about that.
Proud that I knew Adam Levine.
Yeah, so am I.
Who is actually married to a supermodel with two children, but that's beside.
Which is, we need to bring that up because that's a lot to talk about there. How I don't know how any of that's happened. But anyway, this is Adam Devine, the B-grade Hollywood actor. He's known for his comedy. He's been in movies such as Pitch Perfect, etc. He's been in a lot of. There we go.
Now Matt just got it.
He just got it. Damn, pop. We got it.
Snaps to Matt.
Well, he had a little bit of a story with an engagement. He recently got engaged. It's very exciting. And the way it happened was pretty funny. He had an interview with the only female late night talk show host as of right now, late 2019, that could change any second. The one and only Lily Singh, who they picked her out of YouTube. She was one of the most prominent YouTubers, and now she does a late night talk show. So kudos to her.
Never heard of her.
An LGBT, ethnically diverse.
See, she went from avatar to reality.
She went. Oh, God. There we go. And she interviewed him, and he told the story on that. So I'm going to recap it for you. They were on a dinghy. Is that what you call the little boats? A dinghy? The tiny little boats?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. They were on that, and he kept saying, "This is going to be the best day of your life." And his now fiance was like, "What are you talking about?" Like, he was driving her nuts, apparently. And long story short, the fiance took about 5 to 10 minutes to say yes. And she abused the situation because obviously they were stranded. They had nowhere to go. They were in the middle of a bay. And he kept saying, "So, what's your answer?" And she kept, diverting from the question and being like, "Oh, this is nice. This is so sweet." And that's just so evil. And
that story
classic.
Would have been so much better if he had fallen overboard. But
apparently he almost did. Maybe he did, and he just doesn't want to admit it. But so I thought that was really cute, and that was pretty funny. Which then I'm going to throw a question to you guys. Topical question. If you had to think of an ideal place to ask the question, we all know the question, where would it be? And then where would it's straight out of a nightmare. You couldn't think of anything anywhere worse to propose the question.
Now, this is an interesting one. You go, Matt.
Do you want me to go first? Yep. Okay. Well, I'll keep it simple. I'll keep it quick. Ideal place for me would be at the top of a very tall building overlooking an amazing city.
Oh,
okay.
I like that.
Right.
You asking or someone asking you?
No, they'd have to ask me.
Okay.
I don't ask. Which is why I'm still single. my idea of hell would be at the in-laws in front of all of them. In front of all the in-laws.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
I remember many, before I answered that question, I remember many years ago I was at this restaurant in Brisbane. And very, very quirky restaurant in a suburb, inner city suburb of Brisbane called West End.
Ooh.
And this was at the time before West End sort of took off and was gentrified and became one of those obscene suburbs that no one could afford to live in and big houses, all of those. Lots of Greeks.
Cool.
It's lots of Greeks in that area. There's the Greek Club. been there one or once or twice.
Oh, fun.
And so there was the, and so it was the, that little bit grungier, you know, area of Brisbane, you know, how every city has one.
Yeah.
And there was this really quirky restaurant and had gone out with some friends one night and we're all sitting there having a great time, having a few drinks, eating wonderful food. And over just from a restaurant's packed because this little place was always packed. And just over, sort of table or two over from us, young couple. And you know, it's talk. Yeah, let's talk about reading the room here. So we're sitting there and we're chatting away, and I sort of could see this guy, and he, you know, he's very agitated and nervous. And then all of a sudden, you know, a silence falls on the entire restaurant, and we all sort of stop talking and look
over.
How did
they orchestrate that?
Yeah, were you prompted? Like,
no. It just, I think what happened was someone saw what he was doing, and everyone else sort of just went quiet. Yeah. And of course, he gets up and gets down on one knee, and out of his pant pocket comes the ring box, he opens it, and he says, "Will you marry me?" And this girl, who was obviously his girlfriend, was sitting there, and read the room. The blood drained from out of her face. She went white.
No.
She's looking around because every eye in this restaurant is on her, and she says, "No." and everyone and so everyone in the restaurant was like, Quick, start talking.
Yes, and action. The nervous chatter was deafening.
And, you know, the clinking of glasses and cutlery and all the rest of it.
Oh,
and to me, it's like, A, know your audience. If you're going to do something like that, be pretty assured. Be not only 100%, let's go 200% assured that they're going to say yes to you, or perhaps don't do it in such a public forum. So... That was sort of a bit of a backstory there for me, and you both know this. You know, marriage isn't big on my agenda. I see it as a bit of a construct, you know, a bit of a faith-based construct in a lot of ways that I don't you know, agree with. But having said that, let's flip this around. If I was going to ask the Dizzle to have a mortgage with me, which I think is far more important than marriage.
And a dog.
And a dog, yes. Oh. A cute dog.
How could we forget?
Absolutely. Oh, maybe I should have gotten a dog avatar with me and they would have spoken to me.
There you go.
Anyway, what would I think I would like to be in a really, like, I'd like to be somewhere in Italy because my love of Italy and a beautiful setting in Italy, you know, nice romantic dinner and then... Do you want to agree to locking yourself in financially for the rest of your life?
Just sign this condo. There's 10 that's pages. Exactly. And just don't read them. It's fine. Just sign the last one.
Thank you.
She wonders why the Italian avatars were running a mile.
I'm sorry. I'm a catch. And where would the worst place? I'm with Matt. I think if someone did it where you're at a family occasion and your entire family was there.
And they said no. Oh, my God, the family.
Well, this is
it. Steak knives come out.
It's the pressure, isn't it? How dare you do that to my child?
Yeah. I know. That would be a no.
Yeah.
What about you, Alex?
I'm a bad gay now. Are you ready? I don't know if you guys are aware, but Neighbours have had their first same-sex couple and they got married earlier this year on the show, and the proposal was on a beach, but on a very secluded, like a quiet area of a beach. So not Surfers Paradise, not Bondi Beach. That would be probably my worst case scenario. Like you said, anywhere public, I'm sure most people would agree. No, thank you.
I'm sorry. I think, you know, Matt's sitting here looking quizzically and I've got my mouth agape, both looking at Alex going, Neighbours?
Neighbours,
They're
so beautiful. I do not watch the show, can confirm.
Oh,
but
yes.
That hit my...
They are a good looking couple.
Yeah, that hit my...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It went on all my news feeds and yeah.
Magda married them.
Oh, iconic.
There you go.
That's Australian TV for you, wrapped up. Anyway, this year...
So no beaches, Alex.
That was a secluded, private-ish beach. Yes, but Surfers Paradise, I don't think so.
Your ideal is a secluded beach and your hell is a crowded beach.
It's a busy beach, yep. Yep, let's go with that.
Can I just add something here? Actually, you reminded me of an anecdote. You were saying about, pick your location, be certain and know your audience, right? Well, I remember going on a certain moving restaurant in Melbourne a couple
moving
of years ago.
It's in a
tram.
Oh, yep.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Been on that, yeah.
Yeah. And the trip had just started out, and I was there with my partner, and I looked over, and there was a couple sitting opposite the aisle.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, what are you here for? We said, oh, we're here for our anniversary. And I said, what are you here for? And they said, oh, we're here celebrating our divorce. And I thought it was a joke. And I said, are you joking? I said, no, we're actually celebrating our divorce. Well, about 10 minutes in, she was crying and he was absolutely silent. This thing goes for 3 hours and you can't get off.
Oh, no.
That was well thought out.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Know your audience, people. Mm. Know your audience.
Yeah.
That has been Pop Goes the Bad Gay here on Bad Gays.
So you're a bad gay, like it really bad gay. Just can't get enough gay, just always so puffed gay. I'm that bad gay, make your mama sad gay. Make your girlfriend mad gay, might seduce your dad gay. I'm the bad gay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.